But
me? I really do. I really do at some point when I'm not falling asleep at the end of the day.
By the way, Robert, before we jump into the episode, do you have any guesses on what that song that we just did was about? Because it's about a movie.
Put him on the spot. Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Jaws. Charlie said it was about Jaws.
It is American Werewolf in London. Robert. So, welcome back to the Midnight Terrors podcast. It is our Love at First Fright live episode. We are back at Frothy Beard with a lively audience. I'm going to do something that Celia F does. How the fuck are you?
Jody, he stole your line. Are you getting royalties for that?
I better.
I know. We'll give you 5 cents at the end of each episode.
Yes.
All right, so y'all, okay, if you're regulars, we like to do something called a bracket war, where it's just absurd, it doesn't make sense. We put two characters against each other and force y'all to choose one. It gets ugly real fast. The Great Pumpkin from Charlie Brown, there's a whole thing. There's MTP lore at this point.
I'm over it. We don't need to keep bringing it up. It was a funny idea. We did it.
You see, it causes feelings, everybody. So I have a feeling this is going to be maybe even uglier. Because now it's not just deciding two, it's deciding three, okay? So we have 10 different movies. I focused in on five. Kevin focused in on five this time. So my five movies were Bride of Chucky, Bram Stoker's Dracula, Lisa Frankenstein, The Shape of Water, which I had never seen before. Thank God we put that on the list. Wow. Holy shit, that was amazing. And then Bride of Frankenstein. Classic from the 30s. So those are my five. And then Kevin, your five.
Is mine on here?
Yep, right there. I'll point. See, I'm the pointer. See, I do things. I'm pointing.
These are yours.
Pointing.
Nope, I'm pointing to that one, number two.
Oh. So I had the original My Bloody Valentine.
Yes.
And I also had 2019's Ready or Not. I also had Warm Bodies.
Yeah.
Valentine from 2001. And The People Under the Stairs.
Did I do a good job pointing?
You did.
Okay.
I did a bad job of reading, so I apologize.
We had some questions online about why we picked The People Under the Stairs. So real quick, it's because there's a killer couple, and that's part of our theme is killer couples. So we'll dig into that later. But we're going to do Fuck, Marry, Kill for each of the movies. So I put my five movies together. I picked those. And then Kevin put his five movies together, those three. So don't get mad at me if you don't like Kevin's. And don't get mad at Kevin if you don't like mine. Okay, we divided and conquered. So without further ado.
And as we get going here, if this is your first time, we want to hear those voices. You are being recorded. So as we go through each Fuck, Marry, Kill, we want to hear your opinions. It doesn't have to be a unanimous decision. We can debate, have fun with it. So be loud and proud.
Woo! All right, so a couple rules. For this one, we're not doing any points, just so you know. This will get way too chaotic. We're not giving y'all points for this shit, okay? Everyone's right. You can fuck whoever you want to fuck. You can marry whoever you want to marry. We're not, okay? No points for this. It's going to get too crazy. The person you marry, you cannot have sex with.
Oh, what?
So in real life.
Yes, exactly. We went real life here, okay? And then the person you do have sex with, you can only have sex with one time.
But it
can go on for a few years, I guess, if you need it to. That's up to you.
It is, it is one go of just crazy shit, pure pleasure. So,
and that's in your spank bank for the rest of your life, okay?
And bragging rights, I guess.
Yes. All right, are we ready to get going?
Let's do it.
Okay, we're going to start with my five, and then we're going to move into Kevin's five. Here we go. First up, Bride of Chucky, Chucky, Tiff, and Jade.
All right.
It doesn't have to make sense. We all are going to feel differently about this.
So fun fact as we get started.
That you're Chucky.
Yes. And you're Tiffany. I just saw this for the first time this past Sunday. Jules has been telling me about this movie for the entirety of our friendship.
Basically.
And it was fucking wonderful.
Hiya, Chucky.
And remind me though, Jade.
Jade, what about Jade?
Which character is she in the movie?
Right here, the last one. Do you
What scene is she from? I can't remember now.
She's in the whole movie. She's the entire movie. Just to be clear, it's Katherine Heigl.
This is Katherine Heigl's character.
This is Katherine Heigl.
One time watch, people. One time watch.
Okay.
Maybe I picked a weird picture. Yeah. You know what's funny is Katherine Heigl shows up not once but twice in the slideshow.
And yes, she does.
So I was like, because we each picked her. So she must be somewhat marryable, fuckable, or killable, I guess, one of the three. So I'll start just to get things started. I mean, honestly, I kind of feel like I would maybe kill Chucky. He causes, by the end of the day, if you're a Chucky fan, he causes a lot of fucking shit for a lot of characters I love, including Tiff, okay? I'm here for Tiff. I'm Tiff. Now, the hard part is, who do I marry, and who do I fuck?
Fuck Tiff!
Okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe Katherine Heigl, Jade, she could, like, give me some nice back rubs, maybe she cooks for me, that kind of life. I don't see Tiff doing that, so let's do it. I'm a person of the people. We're gonna fuck the hell out of Tiff, and she's gonna fuck the hell out of me. We're gonna 69, we're gonna use toys, we're gonna do everything. We're going to Guilty Pleasures Charleston.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes, that's a plug. We absolutely didn't do that on purpose. Yeah, and then gotta give it up to Katherine Heigl, but her character, since you've only seen this once to my, like, 1,000 times, y'all, this tells me how fucked up I am. Why is this my childhood comfort movie that I owned on VHS? And how did I get a copy of it? I went to a store, I was like 11 or 12, and someone gave me this VHS and let me buy it.
That's awesome.
That's the, I got it, 90s.
They didn't give it
different time.
So whenever you're a kid in the 90s and you have a total of 7 VHSs, and this is one of them, you watch it a fuck lot. So that's why I didn't have to even refresh on this. It's grilled. It's grilled in there. So does anyone disagree with that? Wow, we're starting off strong, unanimous. I hope it gets ugly though. If y'all are just that girl, do you disagree?
I have a question.
Okay.
Are we fucking the doll Tiff or Jennifer Tiff?
Your choice. Dealer's choice.
They're anatomically.
Well, you can only do it once. So unless she changes midway through or something.
Not gonna lie, I'm going Tilly, y'all. I'm going Tilly.
Part of me wants the doll.
You want the doll. Mickey wants the doll. I'm concerned. Do I need to get you a blow up doll?
We have one. Wait, what do you think really happened to Judy?
No, you're the one who popped Judy, our past blow up doll. It all makes sense. It all makes sense. Do you disagree or what are you thinking?
Just a little bit. As the Chucky sitting here, thank you, Spooky Bestie, for killing me, by the way.
You're welcome. Easy choice. Done.
I am actually going to marry Chucky.
Oh.
Whoa! Wow. Queer representation!
And also, is that just masturbation if I'm wearing the Chucky costume?
Yeah, it all makes sense. Okay.
What'd you say?
Fuck yourself.
You can't have sex. You're marrying it.
That's true, yeah. And then
what did that door of beauty
by the
everything
way,
I wanted.
By the way, Kevin just met Brad Dourif last week in Ed Mad Monster, who has been the voice of Chucky the whole run to this day. He's a fucking legend.
He is.
So Mad Monster is awesome if y'all want to go meet horror legends.
And then unfortunately, Sky, you did call it. I am going to kill Jade.
I knew it.
And I'm going to fuck Tiff in doll form, I think.
Okay, so we're all agreeing we're fucking Tiff, and she's fucking
Listen,
us.
Listen, that scene where they actually fuck in the movie, and she's like, wait, do you have rubber? And he goes, I'm all rubber. I thought you were plastic.
And then our child, Glinda, was born. If y'all are big Chucky fans, we have our child here. This is Chucky's child. Glenn comes about in Seed of Chucky, which is the movie after Bride of Chucky, and then they become Glenn and Linda in the show. Highly recommend it, y'all. If you guys need a good horror show, watch Chucky, but you do need to watch all the movies leading up to it, because all of the same actors are in this show, guys. From the 80s, the little kid from Chucky 1 is still in the show. Like, they are just so passionate about this, and I will die on this hill. Chucky is the most queer-friendly horror franchise in history. At least one of them, the top few. Mama Midnight. Just kidding, not Mama. Jody.
Jody, what you got?
I agree with Jules, but for different reasons.
Okay, let's hear it.
Kill Chucky because he's a little faster.
Right.
Mary, Jennifer, whatever her name is.
Jennifer Tilly. Jody?
Okay, strong first slide. Are we ready for the next one?
Yep.
Any last thoughts on Bride of Chucky? Which we'll be touching on this again in the second episode too. So,
no,
all right. Yep. All right, next one. What's it gonna be? Bride of Frankenstein. This is gonna get nuts, I have a feeling. Maybe not. So we have the monster, the bride, who they call in the IMDb and everywhere, look, the mate, and I was just like, ugh. Yeah. She's the bride. I'm gonna put the bride. I know, even on IMDb, the mate. I know, it just makes, And then we have Henry Frankenstein. Look at that sexy part and the little hair. Like, come on.
I mean,
I'm gay AF, and that's some nice hair.
You sent these photos over, Jules, and I was like, okay, Henry.
Right? Right? Okay, so I think we should throw this to the audience. We let the first one. Does anyone have a thought?
Kill Henry.
I do. All right.
No.
You wanna say your three?
Well, I'm gonna start by saying Elsa Lanchester.
Yes.
Is the original Gothic.
Yes.
She nailed it. Nobody has ever improved upon it. So I've got to fuck her brains out.
That's the bride. The original Goth girl.
Yes.
What did you say they called it? The
mate.
The mate. So the doctor then is the groomer.
Oh!
The groomer.
The monster is the incel.
Yeah. Oh,
there we go.
Yes.
Even in the 30s.
I would kill the groomer, kill the doctor, because he's an asshole.
You'd marry Frankenstein?
I would marry Frankenstein because I would never have to lift anything heavy again.
Yes.
Solid.
And let's be honest, the bolts are kind of hot.
Okay,
I can get on board with the bolts.
Studs, okay.
Okay, anyone disagree? I think Sky was next.
So my only thing is, like, I'm thinking, I don't know if y'all watched the show Creature Commandos, because they do have these characters in it. And so with that dynamic, it's very interesting because, like, again, Frankenstein's monster's like, oh, I want a mate. And he's like, okay, well, don't you want your person to know how to talk and, like, communicate? But then the bride and the doctor actually have a relationship. Frankenstein monster finds out, kills the doctor, and so I'm like, ugh, I'm very torn on that. Like,
you're going meta with it. I love that.
I love it.
Laura?
I kind of want to kill the Frankenstein monster for that reason alone.
Kill the monster, yeah. Based on Creature Commando, yeah. He's not super likable in the beginning. Laura?
I'm going to kill the bride because that sound she makes, it's just God.
Killing her for the sound alone.
Oh.
So no, you're looking for a silent hookup.
That brings us to the shape of
God. Just only eye contact, not a single peep out of your partner.
I don't want to peep, but my eardrums to shatter.
Well,
I
like to hear more. Do I need to tell your partner something?
No, he already knows. Okay. I would marry the doctor. He could make me all the fun.
And he has money.
Exactly. And I'm going to hook the hell out of the monster because he
got a big green D.
He's like the Energizer battery.
I was going to say, if we're going young Frankenstein, he would have an enormous fox stoker.
Yes, I would be. Fuck, marry, kill. I mean, sorry, kill, marry, fuck.
Do you have an opinion on this, Jules?
I'd have to fuck the bride because she's clearly the motivation for one of my ultimate favorite characters, Magenta, from Rocky Horror Picture Show. So I'd have to fuck her. I'd honestly probably kill the monster. I don't like the controllingness of it all, like the kind of like not letting her just like be in love with him naturally. It just seems very like forced and kind of icky. Yeah. When I watched this, I was so fucking disappointed because my whole life I thought it would be this grand love story. And then I was like, oh, wow, this is really fucking depressing.
Yeah.
Really depressing. So go into it not with that expectation that I had. And then I'd marry that handsome devil right there. I say this as a gold star lesbian, never been sexual with a man in my life, but I could marry one. There's no sex included in that.
There you go.
Perfect. It works. What about you?
So I'm torn between fuck or marry for the bride because I'm like, do I want to always be around her? With the marriage, even though there's no sex?
Yeah. She's a lot, though. She's a lot. You can handle
not
it.
Not if you're nice to her, though. Yeah. Like, if you're not trying to, like, molest her,
am I nice, Nikki?
Yes.
Okay.
Not when you're acting. That depends
no,
on the
always person. An asshole when I'm acting.
This man is the sweetest human being I've ever met. In every play and show we do, he plays the asshole.
Yeah. Yes.
Every single show.
I love my asshole.
So I think I'll marry the bride, and then, you know what, I'll take the Schwanstucker from the Frankenstein monster, why not, and then kill the doctor, since Robert put it in that perspective, I'll kill the doctor.
Yeah, same.
Unless if it was Lucas. Too wild. So.
That's a different.
Got
it. You're like, I'm good, fam. I'm good.
I'm gonna marry the monster. Because from the book, he's an intellectual that just wants love and to be left the fuck alone. And that's
aww,
way
true that.
And then, of course, kill Henry because everybody who's read the book knows that he's actually the monster.
Yeah.
I love this perspective. We have a cartoon perspective. We have the Bride of Frankenstein perspective. We have a book perspective.
Hey,
I love this.
Welcome to Midnight Terrors.
Jody.
So you kill the monster.
Oh.
So that when the
bride
kills me when we're fucking, he can bring me back to life.
Jody always thinks everything through with
a
joke.
I like that Laura and Jody have like arguments for the doctor because I thought, Laura, did you say the doctor could just make you a new partner?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. Mama Midnight. I'm scared. Don't marry the doctor just so he can make you a new son. Damn it.
Janet.
I love you. Still in our family history, Jesus. Moving on.
All right. Any final points? Let's see what's next. Bram Stoker's Dracula. We had to. It's Nina, Jonathan, and Dracula.
Okay. Can I just say, I know he's Dracula in this movie, but all I see is Sirius Black.
Gary Oldman is iconic no matter what he does, no matter what.
I wish we had thought about this before, but I almost was thinking we should have put a role that if you fuck Dracula, he's in his, like, creepy form.
There might be some freaks who want that form. So.
I mean, people like Nosferatu. Just there
you go. Twist the buttons on his head while you have sex.
Does anyone have feels, Charlie?
So, fuck me now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Kill Harker. You marry Dracula because you know he's going to get bored and tosses you with wives.
And one of those wives is Monica Bellucci, so.
Yeah.
Damn, that's okay. I'm going with Charlie on this one. Full fledged. Lucas?
I totally agree with the added information. You know from Helsing how Dracula treats his wives being mistreated.
Yep.
So, you know, that's something to look forward to. Bit of insurance.
Wow. My only hang up is Keanu Reeves is just.
Look how cute. Oh my goodness. And what a good little guy he ended up being, too.
He's a godsend. Like, most humble human being ever.
Oh, Kelly.
Kelly?
Kelly with Naughty by Midnight.
Damn.
Okay, yes.
Bye, Winona Ryder.
Well, damn. Well, fuck Parker.
Okay.
Okay. But we're going to marry Dracula
because
bitch
want to
get bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want eternal life. That's all we ask.
I'm going to agree with Kelly.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. Robert,
what you got?
Yeah.
So, Jules, I'm going to counter what you've said a couple times about being gay AF.
Yeah.
I'm straight AF. But
it's okay. I would have to switch games
yes. and play fuck.
Yes. Fuck for the win.
Yes. All right.
I like to call that fuck to the power of three.
Now, is that is that in like one at a time or is that all three?
No, I
was
gonna
say
all at once.
All
three.
Asking me to choose between Veronica from Heather's.
Yeah.
And John Wick.
And
for those of us old enough to remember, Sid Vicious.
Yeah.
That is like
this
Sophie's
is cruel.
Choice, dude. I can't possibly.
Wow.
Fuck, fuck, and fuck.
Okay. I'll take that.
That's fair.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
I think that trumps everything.
Yeah.
It's up here now.
Is it a picnic or an orgy? It was clear to me. No, picnic.
Any final, Jody, you have a final point?
Oh, he's standing.
Watch out.
Number one, I'm fucking Winona Ryder because I've had a crush on her forever.
Hell yeah.
Killing Keanu Reeves because I'm afraid of John Wick.
Fair.
And I'm marrying Dracula because I got something for guys with glasses and long hair.
Yeah. Oh. He's got nothing on you.
Are you going to be Dracula in the next Dracula movie, Jody?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, moving along. It's The Shape of Water. Eliza, Amphibian Man, or Dr. Hofstetler. So I was gonna put Strickland, but everyone would fucking want to kill that guy.
Yeah.
Everybody. I was like, that's too easy. So I had to throw in something a little more challenging. This one I feel like is going to be very tricky. So if anyone has any initial thoughts, you guys in the back.
Bring it.
Yes, marrying the Amphibian Man.
Very nice.
I love that.
That is Doug Jones, too. So.
Yes.
I know. Shout out. If y'all don't know, well, who knows? What is a famous character almost everyone knows that Doug Jones played?
Billy Bones.
Billy from Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
That's the Amphibian Man. So it's like, of course it is. Nikki was like, I wonder who's playing this guy. And she's like, Doug Jones. I was like, of course it's Doug Jones, obviously.
Yeah, Abe Sapien in the Hellboy movies as well.
Yep. So, good. So does anyone, this is a hard one, Lucas?
I don't know much about this, but I do know I'd be afraid to fuck the Amphibian Man in case it lost something in me, and I would never be able to have it again.
I totally understand that. Well, I love when Eliza, so she's mute and doesn't speak, and so she's explaining to her friend how they had sex, and she just kind of
does.
Ooh, you know? And you're like, okay, so on that note, again, me no likey peenies. That terrifies me. That fucking terrifies me. So I'm not, just to be clear, well, I guess I could marry him, though. Okay?
Yeah,
we can hang out.
Yeah,
okay. I keep thinking marriage means fucking. Okay. Nope. Thank God it doesn't.
If you fuck the Amphibian Man, you have to be under the water then, right?
Yes.
To do it?
No, he can come out of the water for a period of time.
And will he survive the encounter if it goes too
long? The scientist says he is an amphibian, guys.
He has a time limit. He doesn't have a time limit.
So he can tap in, tap out, and okay.
Yeah.
Kevin, wouldn't you love to be able to tell your great-grandchildren on your deathbed, I fucked a fish man to death?
I mean,
no.
To each their own, Robert.
There's a...
I would...
There's a legacy I want to leave, hopefully one day, Robert. That ain't it.
I'm going to put Nikki on the spot because I know you just watched this. Who would you pick? Yeah, we watched this for the first time, Nikki and I. Highly, highly recommend it. I mean, anything by Guillermo del Toro is usually a high recommend, but this was absolutely beautiful. It's more of a romance, honestly, and a love story, but it definitely has horror elements. I mean, come on, you know, he's basically a creature from the Black Lagoon type of a character. So definitely horror elements. Y'all, Strickland's fingers are the most horrifying part. The main villain gets his fingers chopped off at the beginning, and he gets them sewn back on, and the whole movie his fingers are just rotting. So if you watch, they're just slowly turning purple and black, and then at the end of the movie he rips them off, his own fingers. So I think it's this moment where it just shows how absolutely crazy and insane he is. And Michael Shannon, if y'all are a Michael Shannon fan, he plays the main villain in this. Absolutely fantastic actor. I'd watch anything with him. You really hate him.
Yeah.
Cody?
Wait,
you're good.
You didn't get that he was psycho from the scene with his wife?
Yeah.
He's like holding her, like telling her to be quiet and just lay there. Like,
yeah. Michael Shannon's one of those guys, like, I love him so much as an actor, but then you just, like, he plays these despicable characters. Like, he makes it so, so easy to just absolutely. I mean, Tim Curry, oh, that's my man. That's my boo-boo. Well, Nikki, did you think about it?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Hit us with it.
Kill the doctor.
Kill the doctor.
Fuck the creature.
Fuck the creature.
Yeah,
okay,
gotta,
she is bi, y'all.
I want to know. I want to know. I'm curious, you know?
And you're marrying Eliza?
And I'm marrying Eliza.
Eliza's fun. She seems such a good wife.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Giles, her best friend, who lives in the apartment building. What a fun fucking character. I love, love that character. Cody? Parallel play.
Yeah.
Cross from each other.
Yes. That's a great.
Why didn't you just choose Creature from Black Lagoon? That's a good story.
Well, I don't know. I wanted to see this, honestly. As soon as I saw it, I was like, excuse to watch this.
Yes.
The podcast forces me to sit down and make time to watch movies I want to see. Okay, let's see what's next. Are we in Kevin's territory? Oh, nope. My last one is Lisa Frankenstein.
Know at least one person on here that
you already
gonna,
know.
You're either gonna fuck
you
or marry, and I don't know what.
So we have Lisa, the creature, and Janet. So spoiler alert: I'm obsessed with Carla Gugino, who plays Janet. So, like, goodness, everything. Talk about an underrated screen queen.
Yeah.
She is fabulous. Everything. I've had a crush on her since Spy Kids. If y'all throw back to Spy Kids. So I'm definitely going to have to marry and or, well, I can't and or. It has to be marry or fuck Janet.
Which do you want more, spend a life with her or one crazy wild
Well, if it's this character, let's just fuck her.
Okay.
Because this character
yes.
and abusive and nasty, so let's fuck her, get rid of her.
Okay.
Well, you changed the rules, right, Robert? You said fuck.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to fuck and marry Janet because it's Carla Gugino.
Wow.
And I'm biased, and I can't. I would be that person that's like, it's you, and I'll marry you, and you're
question
a psycho.
For you. If you could, like, actually realistically marry a character of Carla Gugino's, who would you pick?
Ooh.
Wow, put me on the spot with, like, a life-altering, like, this is a big commitment, whatever I say.
No pressure.
I really love her character in Haunting of Hill House.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie. She's just, she's haunting, she's sad, she's beautiful. Did I just describe you? I just described you, sorry.
So you are with her.
I am. And I say sad and like and haunting. It's obviously I'm on a horror podcast, so it is very attractive to me, people who are intellectuals and inside of themselves a little bit and complex, and that's my lady, and that's her in The Haunting of Hill House for me as well. I'm just transfixed by her the whole fucking show.
I don't know if she swings this way in the show I'm going to mention with her, but I would go with her older version of Jamie from Bly Manor.
Nice. Very nice.
So,
okay, does anyone have an actual answer that's not fixated on my Carla crush?
No.
I'm trying to figure out. I just want to be Lisa Frankenstein.
I mean, look at that. Look at that power.
She is that girl. Like,
she's beauty. She's grace.
But also, like, I love the creatures so much. Like, it's just so, like, hey, I even, like, wanted to, like, be with you. And I, like, anatomically have all my parts, but I still want to be with you anyways. Like, and they're so sweet. I love
if I had to do this based on the movie, I would probably... Oh, goodness. I'd probably kill Janet, realistically,
yeah,
probably, because she's an awful person. So just based on characters, I'm stepping out of my crush zone. The creature, I don't think I could fuck. I'd be worrying he's stinky or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I'd probably say marry him and fuck Lisa.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And y'all, this movie got such horrible reviews from so many people.
Fun.
It's so fun. People take movies too fucking seriously. Like, some of them are just meant to entertain you. They're not meant to win an Oscar or any of these grandiose awards. It's cute. It's heartwarming. It's original.
It's
entertaining. And the nostalgia, just the name being Lisa Frankenstein, sold. I was sold the moment I heard that movie. So.
Very timely. Also, there's a couple Frankenstein iterations coming out this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
One directed by Maggie Gyllenhaal with Christian Bale playing the monster.
Damn.
The Bride.
That's going to be awesome. I think we're now into Kevin's territory.
Oh, boy.
Okay, y'all can start blaming him now. I didn't get heckled very much, okay?
They
okay.
saved it for me.
Okay. Y'all always bust Kevin's balls. All right, Kevin, I'm passing it to you.
Oh.
All right, who's... Show of hands, who's seen Ready or Not before?
I have seen it.
Oh my god.
A whopping 2.5 people.
So let me just explain the plot line to this movie real quick. So Samara Weaving, who plays Grace, she marries into a wealthy family, and whenever a new family member marries into this family, they all have to play a game together, like a certain ritual. And when she is picked to play the game, it is hide and seek, which is essentially they're going to try to kill her to sacrifice her to the devil.
Oh,
so
yeah,
these are three family members that are trying to kill you. So Alex is her deceitful husband who turns on her. Daniel is the alcoholic brother who has a heart of gold. And then Emily is a crazy cocaine addict who accidentally kills people left and right.
Ooh, accidentally.
She literally
hey,
pulls out
you
her.
See who Emily is? So the
it's
actress
Winona.
Who plays is the actress who plays her. Her name is Melanie. I am gonna butcher her last name. It starts with an S. I'm not gonna even try. Scrifono. I don't know. Melanie Spawn. S. Melanie S. Not one of the Spice Girls. Melanie S. But she is in a very queer show called Winona Earp. If you guys ever need a recommendation. So, but back to what we're actually talking about, Kevin.
Lucas?
So, you gotta kill the lying husband.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's,
yeah.
That's just not on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the others are a little bit like harder to pick, but probably marry the heart of gold alcoholic and fuck the cokehead.
You took my answers. That's exactly what I was going to
do. Fuck the cokehead. If she was selling shirts that say, fuck the cokehead.
That is the only response to that.
She takes she takes the coke, and then it's a wild, crazy time.
Yeah, that is the only response you're going to
And she's beautiful, too.
Right.
So, any debate on that? Highly recommend Ready or Not, by the way. It is very, very fun. I heard. All right, I think we're ready to move on then.
Am I the presser of the button?
If you would
You're
like
being
to
so respectful. All right, ready? And he's a real good guy. Valentine. Here's Katherine Heigl part two. She looks different, doesn't she? Part two.
All right, so we've got Paige, Shelley, and Kate from Valentine. Has anyone ever seen or heard of this one?
Yes.
Does Charlie?
It is an early 2000s slasher.
Seriously?
I love how all five of mine, like almost everyone's seen.
Yep.
And now we're at a combined total of 3.5
Well,
people.
You know what? We also have to, draw attention to some movies
you
that people haven't seen. This movie is very cheesy. It's a Cupid killer. And he goes around killing the girls who were mean to him at a dance when they were younger.
There might be 3 reasons why she's
six, actually.
No,
6.
So,
2 or 6.
Oh, yeah.
Kate is our final girl. Shelly is basically like the Drew Barrymore. She gets axed pretty quickly. And Paige is the very tough but also I don't know, she gets killed too by electrocution in a hot tub.
Ooh. So, which one is it?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, so in TP we have spoilers, guys. If movie's been out for a couple years, we're gonna spoil it.
Yeah, so Paige is the left, Shelly's in the middle, Kate is on the right.
Okay. Jody wants to go!
Jody?
I told you that in confidence! I changed the rules on your head.
Okay.
It's fuck, eat, butt stuff.
There we go. I like it.
We should let the audience just make the episodes now. But just to answer, I would marry Paige, kill Kate, and then fuck Shelly.
There we go. Look at that. We're up. Can I have a type?
Oh, let's put my nephew on the spot. Tim? Hey, Sean, I'm coming to you, too.
Is it fuck, fucking fuck?
Speak up.
Don't be shy. None of us.
D, all of the above.
Yeah.
Sounds
alright.
Yep. Fuck, okay. Fucking fuck. There we
That's
go.
That's my brother, everybody.
Yay. Man, we have the whole fam family here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, we ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
All right, it is people under the stairs.
Okay, mommy.
All right, so... Something about Mommy and Daddy that you should know. They are the villains of the movie. They keep the people under the stairs, and they are an incestuous couple.
Oh.
So.
Can we do kill, kill, kill?
No more rule bending.
Fire and put the other.
Marry Leroy and all the others.
Listen, Daddy does have like a cool like leather outfit that he wears.
Oh, I thought it was reminding me of American Horror Story.
That's actually what they call him.
Oh,
Leather Daddy, yep.
Well, it's funny because Mommy and Daddy are actually a couple that in Twin Peaks, because that's Nadine, and I forget, what is it, Big Ed or some shit? What's his name?
Yeah, Big Ed.
Something like that. No, they're a couple in Twin Peaks, and at one point, Mommy, like, she hits her head, and she thinks she's in high school again, so she goes, like, gets enrolled in the Twin Peaks element, or the high school, and it's like, I want to be a cheerleader and everything, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow. So yeah, I would say marry Leroy, I guess fuck Daddy, and then kill Mommy.
Whoa.
Mommy's a crazy bitch.
No, kill, kill, fuck.
Hey, kill, kill, fuck.
Yeah.
Ving Rhames, guys. I mean, come on, it's fucking Ving Rhames.
So, I know he's done a ton of movies, but I always go back to I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry as the firefighter.
Yes.
The shower scene, the whoa, whoa, whoa. With he has badass tattooed on his ass too. Cool.
All right, I think that wraps that up. Unless anyone has a final thought, on to the next. My Bloody Valentine,
oh,
specifically the one from '81.
Oh,
Kevin picked these, and I put the PowerPoint together. I was like, this is hysterical.
Kill someone, not the other way around.
Kevin did a really good job of representing other characters. That's what I appreciate. I'm not gonna lie, I zoomed in on like basically all the main characters. Kevin's doing a really good job of bringing these other kind of secondary characters in.
Yeah, so you have Mayor Haniger, who is basically like the mayor in Jaws, who was like, fuck it, we're gonna have the Valentine's Day dance anyway, and who cares if people are gonna die? We have Howard, who is just an obnoxious prankster. and then we have the Chief Jake Newby, who's looking for the killer. Basically, Dr. Loomis.
Oh.
There always has to be a Loomis.
There has to be a Loomis.
Another one I haven't seen, but kill the bear because he's, you know,
doing stupid mayor things.
Yeah. Fuck Jake because fuck the police. Yeah. And that just leaves Howard to marry, I guess.
Howard's fun.
Howard seems fun.
If Luke from Review to Death is listening, he's going to kill me for saying that. He hates this character so much. He hates Howard and the Terenzi brothers from Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, they're so funny.
He has like a list of obnoxious characters that he hates.
Kevin, movie.
I have to add a sidebar? You choose the most obscure, terrible movie sometimes. If Jules told me that one or even two of these characters weren't actually from this movie, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, we'd have no idea.
And Jules obviously respects your choices so much that she didn't even spell the title right.
Oh.
Aw, and I even had him proofread it.
Oh.
Okay, who's going to volunteer to be my proofreader? Valentine.
It's
it was a prompt for me to say it like that. Valentine.
It's just sexual.
Add something to it. I sent him a video flipping through the PowerPoint, and I was like, pause it on every slide and double check for typos and let the people are right, you know, and everything. It's okay. You didn't catch my
expertise.
I appreciate that every time I come to a live event, it's just pick on Kevin the whole time.
Never.
That's what happens when you're the most amazing person we've always met. You know, we have to give you shit occasionally. So, what are your thoughts? You're the master of this.
Yeah, you're the one that created this.
I thank you.
Is it a threesome again? Another threesome? That would be with the air horn.
Everybody else has broken the rules. Why not?
Yeah. Do it.
Fuck the rules.
By the way, shout out to TerrorVision and Terrorist Theater, because they're the reason I saw this movie, because they do monthly screenings of retro horror movies, and this was their Valentine's Day one 2 years ago.
Yep. Always have to shout out our Terrace. They're a great spot if you love independent films, and we're hoping to debut. A few of us have been in a movie actually here that's filming in Charleston called Don't Bury the Dead, and we're hoping to debut that later this year at Terrace, so stay tuned. But they show horror all the time, and they have a series with TerrorVision, which is this wonderful horror museum, basically, down. They sell merch. They make DVDs. They're jack of all trades of spooky shit, and those are the kinds of people we love.
Yes.
All right, any other thoughts before we go on? I think there's, one more?
I think so.
All right, the final one. Warm Bodies. What an amazing movie. Also saw it for the first time ever, gearing up for the podcast. It is one of the most original zombie films I've ever seen. It's from the perspective of the zombie. So you're actually hearing inside of his head and the humanity that still remains in there. So it's amazing. And it's also pretty rare in that there actually ends up being a cure, essentially. So I really, really loved this movie and enjoyed it tremendously.
Yeah, this is a, if you like sort of rom-coms, this is a great horror rom-com.
A rom-com.
Is it?
Yep, there's even the scene Romeo and Juliet where they're standing at the balcony and everything. Yep, it was beautiful. Yeah.
And shout out to Nicholas Holt, because that guy is an incredible actor. I did, hot take, I know. I didn't love the new Nosferatu, but he was really good in it.
I heard a kill, fuck, kill. The cool thing about these zombies, too, is they apparently don't stink, or at least R doesn't, because that's even said to him at one point. You know, you're cleaner, you don't stink, so that's a good thing.
They essentially, the more they engage in human behavior, the more they get their humanity back, which is a really cool concept.
And it's so sweet, because one of the big things that does it is when they see people holding hands, and they see that connectedness, and I think it's really, really sweet, especially for a zombie movie.
So I
middle guy is really sweet.
They basically did it in the movie, so I'm going to marry R.
Yeah.
Aww.
And kill Colonel.
Obviously.
He was an asshole. And then, I guess, fuck M.
Yeah.
I mean, he was fucking good time.
Yeah. Oh, he's terrible.
All right. Is that the end? Does anyone else have a final thought on Warm Bodies, the movie, or the fuck, marry, kill?
Or just Warm Bodies in general?
All right, that brings us to the end and back to this lovely slide. Would you subscribe to vote for us? We're back to Charlie25! Okay, so we're going to take a little break where we're going to do speed friending. A lot of us know each other, but there are some new pockets of people up here and in the back there. So please, what we're going to do is have a couple rounds. We'll just start with two. There's not too many people here. We'll do two rounds, 2 minutes each. So if anyone who wants to go and chat up, especially some of our newbies, or if you need to catch up with somebody, it's also a good time if you want to take a bathroom break or whatever. But I'm about to start the timer for 2 minutes.